Back now to South Florida Arts Beat, and our regular contributor, Judith Bishop, has a conversation with Lee Ann Standish. She's the interim director of Perez Art Museum, Miami.
When you drive across the MacArthur Causeway, you can't help but feel just a little bit like David Caruso in CSI Miami. As views go, it's an absolute 10. And the most amazing building is perhaps PAM, the Perez Art Museum of Miami. It was designed by the famed Swiss architectural firm Herzog & de Meuron, and it was inspired by Stiltsville. The building is stunning, and the vertical gardens are absolutely whimsical. PAM opened about 2 years ago to national and international fanfare, but recently the board has mounted an intensive nationwide search for a new director, and they've selected Franklin Sermons, who comes to Miami from the Los Angeles County Museum of Contemporary Art. He won't be taking the reins until mid-October, but in the meantime, the Perez Art Museum has been in good hands. Interim director Lee Ann Standish and her team have crafted an exciting calendar of new exhibitions that will please South Florida residents and visitors alike. Here to preview the new season at PAM is interim director Lee Ann Standish. Lee Ann Standish, welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat. It is a pleasure to have you here, and it is a very exciting time at the Perez Art Museum of Miami. You have a new director coming in, Franklin Sermons. He's coming to us from Los Angeles. Tell us a little bit about him and his background, and also what you think he's going to zero in on and do for the art museum and for art lovers in Miami.
Well, thank you for having me back. It's a pleasure to be here. We're very excited about Franklin. He comes to us from LA County Museum of Art, where he's department head and contemporary curator. He also is well known for his work in curating Prospect 3, which is an art fair held in New Orleans. There's a lot of buzz around Franklin nationally and internationally. A lot of people excited about what he's been doing at LACMA and about his innovative and sort of groundbreaking shows. We're excited about what he's going to do in Miami because specifically he really is excited about our diversity, which is something that we as a museum really focus in on. A museum is meant to reflect its community. And so Franklin's excited about that, and we're excited to see what he's going to do here in Miami.
Well, we will be watching and enjoying, I am sure. It's a transitional time of the year, too. We're going from summer into autumn, and that means lots of new shows. You have one that's going to be on for a few more weeks before you clear the calendar and start anew. It's called The Poetic of Relation. It runs through October 18th. Tell us a little bit about that for people who may have missed it during the summer months.
Yeah, don't miss it. It's really a beautiful show. It's The Poetics of Relation is inspired by author and poet Edouard Glissant, who really talks about transition and migration and identification, identifying with a culture that maybe you haven't always lived with but is a part of your family, and really making that connection. And so it's a really lovely exhibition, and I hope that you will see it.
And coming up after that in the project gallery, you have works by two Dutch artists. Tell us a bit about that. It is primarily woods and made of wood, and it's primarily an installation, which seems to be the in thing in museums all over the world right now.
You know, a lot of what we're doing in projects galleries is really responding to the fact that we're a very young museum without a very, very large permanent collection. So what we're doing is really inviting artists to come into our community, to observe our community, and create a piece of work, an original piece of work that responds to that. So Big Vanderpool, this amazing duo, a lot of artists, when they come to Miami, they think about the water rising, the things that we don't always talk about necessarily. So they were inspired by environmental issues, by the great deal of massive growth in Miami. And so their installation piece is really beautiful. It's a large aviary with four birds. And those birds are very charming, and we're all kind of in love with them now.
What kind of birds?
So they're gray parrots and one cockatoo. They're really sweet, really, really smart birds. And so, throughout the installation, there are large letters that spell out environmental words. And then in the background, occasionally you'll hear a recording of T.S. Eliot's The Wasteland, and that they're just being played the part where they say the time is now. And so the birds occasionally sort of say the time is now, encouraging us to get some urgency about the environment.
Well, that gets an A for originality. Birds reciting T.S. Eliot. The sculpture garden at PAM is always a highlight for visitors, and right now you're featuring works by Mark DeSouvreau, who made a big splash here in Miami a few years ago at Fairchild Garden. Mm-hmm. Are you showing some of the same pieces, or are they different works by DeSouvreau?
We have, this is really wonderful. In our sculpture garden, we recently installed a beautiful piece called The Kiss by Mark DeSouvreau, and it was a gift from our patrons, Bob and Didi Moss. And so it belongs to the museum's permanent collection. Our sculpture park is like an outdoor gallery, and we have two other sculptures right now, Jed Novat sculptures installed, and we're beginning to install more and more in that area, which is really quite beautiful there on the water.
Perfect location.
Yeah.
Perfect. Earlier you said that one of the hallmarks of PAM and of our Miami culture is diversity, and you are hitting a note that is rarely hit at all, and that is going to be contemporary abstract paintings by Aboriginal Australian artists. Tell us about that and how this came about. How did you think that up, and how did you zero in on these particular artists?
You know, this is a really lovely story. A collector and donor and supporter of the museums, Dennis and Deborah Scholl, have long been contemporary art collectors.
And great patrons of the art here in Miami.
Of the arts. And they had, not that long ago, donated their entire contemporary collection to the museum, which was really exciting. And then, in that shift, they had really keyed in on Aboriginal art and its beauty and its story. And it really is a very beautiful show. I really hope that people will come to see it. It's called No Boundaries, and it opens this week.
Opening this week. That is terrific. So people can see that along with the other ones that we've been discussing. And then they're going to have to wait a little bit till November to see Carlos Alfonso's work. Mm-hmm. You're calling that clay works and painted ceramics.
Yeah. Carlos Alfonso is very important. It'll be a beautiful installation. There are a lot of people in this community who collected his work. And so we have some beautiful loans from within the community.
And tell me about the painted ceramics. That sounds like an interesting component to the show.
Yeah. I think Carlos is very well known for his painting, so this is a different way to look at his work in a different sort of show. It's in one of our focus galleries where we really focus in on one artist of one period of time and tell a story and help you sort of delve deeper into their creative process.
Well, I think just about everybody here is going to agree on one thing, that one of the primary best things about Miami is sunshine. We are sort of the land of eternal sunshine. And in November, you're going to have something called Sun Splashed, which is very, very apropos. And it ties into PAM's unique architecture and its space and its mission.
Yeah. It's a really important exhibition. It's the first large-scale retrospective of artist Neri Ward. Neri is a Jamaican-born artist who was raised in Harlem. He really takes on the large-scale installations that are very immersive. I think, you know, these installations, they make you feel differently than just looking at a painting, which sometimes has a different effect upon you. But Neri talks again about becoming a U.S. citizen. A lot of his art is about becoming a part of the fabric of the U.S. as a Jamaican-born individual. And so his art brings you and draws you into that experience.
I think installations tend to do that, as you said. Just in time, though, for Art Basel in December, there will be another installation, this one by Sheila Gowda, opening in your project gallery, mm-hmm. and that's always such a fabulous time in Miami.
Yeah.
What are your expectations for Basil and Pam this year?
Oh, gosh, it is exciting. So Sheila will do an installation in our double height gallery, which is so dramatic. We always love that. And Sheila's work is very dramatic as well. And then for Basil, you know, it's a crazy time for us. We're very excited. We've commissioned an original piece by Ryan McNamara and Dev Hines, who will do an original performance piece on the Thursday of Basil. And, of course, you know, we're celebrating Sheila. We're celebrating Neri. We're celebrating all the artists in our collection who happen to be here. Our new director will be here. It'll be a really vibrant time for us at PAM.
It certainly will. And also something that's always vibrant and happening at PAM are your educational programs. We all think that they just benefit children, but yours benefit children and adults in our South Florida community. What are some of the highlights of your educational programs and components?
Yeah. That is our sole mission, you know, really, is education. And we use lots of different vehicles to bring that to light. And as you probably know, the night school program allows for every third grader in Miami-Dade County to come to the museum and have pre- and post-visit activities. This summer, I was really lucky. I got to go do some of the PAM in the Neighborhood programs, and that's where we bring the museum's educators to already standing summer camp programs, day camp programs, and we make art, and we learn some new skills and new communication skills at these wonderful camp programs. That's a great program. We recently won a national award for our teen program, for our PAM Teen Arts Council. And this group is a really fantastic group of young people who do, they work to interpret the museum for their peers. So you and I might talk about the museum in one way. They talk about the museum in a way that other teenagers can understand. And they spend a great deal of time learning from our curators and our education staff and really translating into maybe a different kind of language.
Well, I'm sure they think it's totally awesome, and it is.
That's right.
Thank you so much for being with us today, Leanne Standish of the Perez Art Museum of Miami.
Thank you. My pleasure.
The Perez Art Museum is located in downtown Miami at 1103 Biscayne Boulevard. That's in the new Museum Park area near the American Airlines Arena. It is open Tuesday through Sunday and closed on Mondays. For more information, log on to pam.org or telephone 305-375-3000. For South Florida Arts Beat, this is Judith Bishop.
Judith Bishop is a regular contributor to South Florida Arts Beat, covering theater and museums. She's a member of the Writers Guild of America and has judged news and documentary awards for the Guild, as well as Emmy Awards for the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. She's also the recipient of 2 Associated Press Awards. This is South Florida Arts Beat, back with a little taste of the holidays in September in just a moment.